time is 7 after the hour. Can you believe it's Friday? Hi, everybody that's on DougStephan.com with a video stream there. Richie's there. I'm there. Wish Jennifer were there, Rich.
I know.
Oh, wish. I'm here.
Wish above wishes. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about...
It's just early for girls.
I mean, no.
What do you mean on camera?
Us guys can look all... We can look like this.
Yeah.
We don't care.
How do we look? I don't look bad. Do you look bad? You don't look bad.
You're, yeah, but you're in some T-shirt, possibly your boxer shorts.
That's
possibly. Well, yeah,
I'm the only one who gets up and gets dressed for everybody here.
But nobody cares about the my boxer shorts. They care about my shirt. They care about my face and my voice so that I can relate as you can relate, as we can all relate. Speaking of relations, a lot of ways that there are many different things that people can do to sort of complete the circle with us. Calling 800-510-8255 is a swell thing. Following us on Facebook and Twitter, Jennifer's going to run down some of the things that people have said this week that were kind of cool as they followed some of the things that we were yakking about. And then, well, that I think there's a combination of Facebook stuff and the old email, which is still, isn't it funny? I'm saying old.
The old email.
The old email.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Email. We get email. We get lots and lots of email. Perhaps you can sing it there better than I can, Rich.
I absolutely can, Doug.
Email.
Or somebody can.
We get email.
That's the first time I think I ever heard you sing. Want to sing it again? Or do you just want to do that?
Ding dong.
Here's an email from Tony Turvey. Tony lives, 14 years old in Scotland. I'm a regular listener to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. You and your gang are a great combination, and I want to tell you when I don't get to hear you, I miss you.
Gang.
Gang.
Like we're the Crips.
Well, no, but that's what Jennifer, see, he's been reading the descriptions that Jennifer has put up on the web. She refers to us as the gang.
Once
you're a jet, you're always a jet.
And the gang. All right, here's Donald Hemi, who observes. He says, I'd like to make an observation. Doug, I really like your show. It's so pleasant. Do you know why divorces are so expensive?
Why?
Because they are worth it. Have a good day, sir. Sir Don, writing to Sir Doug. People are just funny.
They are.
They are. They're just funny. Funny. All right, let's see here. Christmas in July. Here's an email from somebody identified as Schaefer. All right. Listening to your program this morning, I listened to Christmas in July. We had music. Was that last? When was that?
Yeah,
Monday?
On the 25th. It was Monday.
Yeah, okay. All right. So he says, I decided to share a book I got for Christmas called God's Guest List. The jacket of the book asks the question, have you ever been pleasantly surprised by relationships that you never would have chosen for yourself, but with people who ended up having a positive impact in your life? You know the answer to that, Charlene, it's... She lives in Williamsport. It's Charlene Hafer. And the ID here is Schaefer.
Schaefer.
Got it. Schaefer. Okay. So, the answer to that question is yes, and it just happened to me this past week. Going down to Las Vegas via Chicago, I stayed overnight and visited with some people on Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, I got on the plane, and I sat next to this lady. Richie, I think I told this story earlier this week.
You did.
Whose name is Charlotte Ann. How much synchronicity is that? Did I tell you that was her name?
No, you did not.
Yeah. And that's your dog's name.
Right, exactly. I sit next to this woman. We start. She looks at me. She says, are you having a happy day? And I said, yeah, so far. And we started a chat, and it hasn't finished. We've been chatting back and forth. She sends me email about a book that she thought of writing, which she found out that she had the same namesake as Charlotte Ann, my beloved bulldog. So what sort of things could we write about each other? But what's the chance of you running into somebody whose name is the same as your dog? I mean, not Charlotte,
when you name
but
your dog,
Charlotte Ann.
When you name your dog a people person name.
Yeah.
There is likely someone out there that you're running into them. Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But like,
now,
for
if
example,
you run into a Fluffy, I'm going to want to meet them.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Rover.
Say your dog's name is Rover. Not so likely.
Yeah.
Or my dog, Patch.
Uh-huh. No, not likely. All right, so here's another email from the Williamsport area. This fellow's name is Matt, and he works for an architect in Williamsport. Yesterday we were talking about metal roofs and what a great idea they are. This fellow says there's one thing you need to be warned about. All right, all those of you who are considering metal roof on your house.
Don't stand on the roof during a lightning storm?
That's probably one good idea, Richie.
Okay.
Another one is not to use screws. It's okay for the barn, but the expansion and contraction causes the screw holes to become larger, and in 7 or 8 years they'll start to leak. Now, what a great tip that is.
That's a really good tip.
Isn't that a good tip? I'll hold on to that for Tommy the K as well, Tom Kreitler, who's the host of the Money Pit Radio program. All right, let's see here. Somebody has comments on, what did I say this week about smoking? What generated all of this stuff?
You had one of your little rants the other day, and I can't remember exactly what you went into, but I guess it was the basic cigarette companies killing people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're never into cigarettes or smoking.
No, I think, and I find myself, whenever I'm around somebody who smokes, I find myself gagging. There's got to be something psychological to all this, but I find myself... When I'm around people that smoke, I get hives and I just get
really.
Oh yeah, it's really,
even if they're not smoking.
That's a mental thing, I think.
Yeah,
it probably is a mental.
My wife has, you know, she doesn't like it either.
Well, it's just not only is it disgusting, but so here's the thread. I have 22 different responses. I must have said something.
You have 22 different responses to whatever you said on smoking?
About smoking, yeah. I'm just sort of going through them. I'll put them aside for a second because I'm going to give you Daniel Key's greetings. Hi, Daniel. The reason we go through this is because I want people to know what others are saying, and I want to acknowledge the time that you've taken to send notes along. Daniel Key says, enjoy the show. Get an hour of it early in the morning on the station in northern Florida. Must be talking about the jet. Amazed that so many people are so stupid. Excuse me. That's not very kind. I guess, did I say something about... What the heck did I say this week about who shot JFK? Or last week? I must have said something about it. They got this guy.
Isn't it funny that we know you said it? You know you said it. Rich and I know you said it, but we can't remember what you said.
it was a drive-by comment. I remember that.
Yeah. And here he also makes a reference to Wall Street... Muslims in New York and the lawsuit filed by that group of atheists who claim that the World Trade Center cross ought not to be part of the memorial. You're following that, right? You've heard that story? You know what's going on with that? How many people know that story? How many people agree with that, by the way? 800-510-8255. We have not spent time talking about that here. But that may be a good Facebook post, a question, Jen, asking about whether people... think that we ought to just, you know, get a life, or do these atheists have something? As I understand it, the cross is basically made
out
of some of the scrap from the old building. And it wasn't really a cross? No,
well,
I think it's just a piece of scrap metal that's shaped.
You remember when the building fell?
Yeah.
There were two pieces of metal that just fell in such a position that they created a cross, and I think those are the two pieces.
Yeah. So what's the big deal? You don't like it? Don't look at it.
Yeah.
These people. Get a life!
But then the mosque that was proposed to be built a block away in one of the buildings that was hurt by it all. Yeah, you could say the same thing about that.
Yeah, walk by it if you want. Whatever. I mean, it's a great thing. We have a free country, so people can express themselves this way. It does get politicized, and it sort of gets... It spoils... Perhaps, I don't know, I mean, what is it, when you think about atheism or atheists, it never conjures up a particularly good vision in your mind, even though I'm not an atheist, I don't like religion. Atheists don't believe in God, agnostics don't believe in anything. So, I kind of like to think that there's things around that are more important to be talking about, but that's me. We all have, that's what makes the world go round, right? Like 57 varieties of, who had 57
varieties? Heinz 57.
57, right. And then there's how many different kinds of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins?
flavors.
We have 24 different flavors at the Eastley Farm Dairy Store.
Really?
If you want to stop by. Right, exactly. Including Baby Gaga.
Baby Gaga.
Baby. I was thinking of...
flavor is Baby Gaga.
Baby Gaga
is... really tell you.
Somewhat... It's purple. It's like purple cow ice cream. Raspberry, purple black raspberry with chocolate chips and white chips in it. Little flakes. That sort
that
of stuff.
Good.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yummy stuff. I have this thing about going into the store every afternoon, late in the afternoon, I haven't had my lunch, and I stick my paws into some of the
clean paws, though, Carl.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Clean as could be.
You dip a spoon and throw it away, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. You don't lick the spoon and go to a different flavor.
No, would I do that?
Yeah, yes, that's why I'm asking.
You would. You absolutely would.
Check out my expression as you watch the video at DougStepan.com. All right, let's talk about food.
Okay.
Everybody ready? Prices of food going up faster than
way
inflation.
High.
It's really kind of a problem. One of the biggest hits on a family's leader is when the family leader can't really feed his family. And so if you're in that situation, I'm going to suggest that, and even if you're not, there's a way for you to get some free food that I think you ought to just try. This is a food supply, a food source that is good for 20 to 25 years. And when you add water to it, it's amazing how good it tastes and how good it is for you. All I'm going to do is suggest that if you'd like to try some of this free food, it's available at DougStepan.com. Go there and look for the, I think it's e-food, isn't it? Is that what it says?
E-foods, yes.
E-foods. Check those out. E-foods is pretty clever, and it's a great way for you to test something that is extraordinarily good for you, extraordinarily inexpensive. As a matter of fact, in this circumstance, though, I'm going to give it to you free. Not for free, but free. Check out e-food, free food, at DougStepan.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Back to the smoking debate in a moment here. Later on, your favorite Harrison Ford movies, because the movie is Space Cowboy, I think, comes out today, right? 21 After on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
All right, today is also Blame Somebody Else Day.
I love that day.
Ah, that's your favorite day, Doug.
Excuse me?
I wasn't going to say anything. I wanted to see how long it would go.
I take full credit for my faux pas and foibles.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You, Mr. McFadden, would do well to likewise stand up and confront your demons.
Is that what I need to do?
Yes.
Come on, fellas. You're losing your heads. You don't know what I'm up against. You're such pests.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Barack Obama says he is promising not to smoke cigarettes while in the White House. I know. Is that a big issue for American people?
Yes.
Really? You can't be smoke cigarettes? Let me tell you something, okay? If he fixes the economy, he can smoke a bong in the White House.
Wait.
Smoking in the boardroom.
We're back to smoking and its effects on you. Apparently, earlier this week or last week, at least recently, in the last, I don't know, how long back? I've got... from 5 to 22 days back, it looks like, or 27 days back, as I look at some of your communications, mostly email, some of the stuff is Facebook, although our Facebook questions usually, Jennifer, are pretty specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't, and I don't know how people, I actually, Richie, friended somebody yesterday.
You did?
I did.
You are so getting technologically advanced.
Right. All right, so anyway... Here's Alex, who writes, any employer who discriminates solely on the basis of whether somebody smokes or not will eventually lose out to market forces by not having the best employees available. But
see,
I think this is, isn't that being...
Smokers go outside for breaks a lot.
Well, yeah, I think that's a detriment. I think smoking, hire somebody that smokes, especially if you're in an office situation. I won't let anybody smoke on the farm, period. Nobody smokes in the trucks. You just can't. How do you... In your case, you don't probably have anybody in your, you and your dad's business. Is there, I can't, is
we
anybody that smokes?
We have one.
Yeah,
one
I have
who
one
who goes
here.
Back and forth between smoking and not smoking, but she, yeah, she'll go outside. She doesn't take many breaks to go smoke, but she'll smoke on her lunch hour and stuff.
Right. Here's Russ who says, Doug, you're entirely an idiot. I'll bet $100 you vote Democratic. Good for you, sir. Wrong. Let's see here. A.M. Borley says, this has gotten off onto a discrimination thing, the laws that specifically address discrimination on the basis of smoking. Is there a law that says you must allow, there are all these laws that says you can't smoke. Is there a law someplace that that allows you to go, that says there the employer
I
must let you
that.
Go smoke? What is it there where you are, Richie?
I allow people to go as long as it doesn't interfere with their job. And I have one here again, and the other day, as a matter of fact, we were standing at the elevator, and he was getting ready to go outside to have a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, yeah, your 15-minute break. And he goes, I came from music radio. I can do it in 3.5 minutes. There you go.
All right, so let's see here. You're discriminating against blacks and Hispanics. Now, I think more black people smoke than white people in terms of percentages. I don't know about Hispanics. Does anybody know? Are there more? I don't often see Hispanics.
Yeah,
smoking,
you know what?
Yeah. Do you?
No.
No. I don't think Hispanics. Anybody who's Hispanic Got an observation on that?
I mean, they do. I mean, I've seen them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a case. I don't know if it's necessarily a race thing.
Kind of interesting. Let's see here. If you don't hire smokers, is that like men not being hired at Hooters? That's what Bob Smith asks. Mm-hmm. I have the slightest idea, Bob, and what the heck are you thinking about? Jonathan says, do you want to work somewhere where the boss wouldn't hire you because you smoked? Yeah? Yeah, I think I do. Matter of fact,
because you are the boss, they won't hire you because you smoke.
And I wouldn't hire people who smoke. But you can't ask that. I don't know. Even if you can ask that question, I don't hire formally. Can you ask that, Richie, of an employee, a possible potential employee, whether or not you smoke?
I don't think you can. No.
Yeah.
I have never asked.
Huh?
To tell you the truth, I've never asked.
Yeah. Doug, you're
but you
the.
You can kind of tell.
Yeah, of course you can. Sean says. You're the real racist, Doug.
Yeah.
How am I a racist? Because I don't... because of what I just said about black people smoking? Huh? All right, Susan Bennett, thank you for your comments, and Reese as well. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Amdo Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdo Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdo Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdo Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Our word of the day today is Pavonine, P-A-V-O-N-I-N-E. It's an adjective. What does it mean for a swell prize? And questions coming up about Harrison Ford as that new movie opens up today. That's up next here on Good Day, along with a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. 800-510-8255 reaches us at Facebook.com/Good Day Show is how you reach us on Facebook.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Nobody has yet figured out what our word of the day is. Excuse me. It's Pavonine, P-A-V-O-N-I-N-E. And we have for you either Doug Steffen paraphernalia or some of our free e-food, which you can get also. We'll send it to you. You have to pay for shipping, I think. Yeah, you got to pay for shipping when you get the free food online at DougSteffen.com. But if you are a winner in the contests and you choose the free food, we'll send it to you. How's that for a deal? What a deal. Such a deal. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Friday Good Day program. Before I get to the Harrison Ford material, I find it interesting. This fellow, the murderer, or the accused murderer, although I think they got him pretty cold, haven't they, in Norway? They got all these witnesses and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, so if he, the police had the option of shooting this guy. The only reason they didn't is because he knew the law in Norway well enough to know as soon as the police showed up, he put his hands up. Otherwise, that's the symbol. It's not universal, but it's the symbol in Norway. I don't know. I guess it is here.
If you're guilty or not guilty?
If you don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
You
well,
raise your hands.
Well, that's what I would do here as well, as if a cop came up at me, make sure my hands were up.
You put your hands up, and then, I mean, I think there have been certainly examples of people that have gotten shot with their hands up, but in Norway, that's a real no-no. And I guess it would be anywhere else. So this guy psychologically apparently is disturbed, that's putting it mildly, and so as a result of that, he's being treated somewhat differently. And by the time this is all over, he may end up serving time in a newly built maximum security facility that is among the world's most luxurious prisons.
Huh?
If you look at if you can go to time.com, we ought to probably have this connection. At time.com, there are photographs that are of the prison itself, which has been built and designed to ease the psychological burden of imprisonment.
Beautiful.
Right? They spent $1 million on paintings, photography, and just the right light installations. And the prisoner information pamphlet that's given to the families of those who go to this prison.
That sounds nice. I might like to spend a couple of months there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. You had to go somewhere.
They offer creative drawing classes, wood workshops.
Do they have license plate making?
I don't think they do that over there.
Oh.
Anyway, that's... the story. That's the update on that. 800-510-8255. Listener appreciation time, just acknowledging some of you. Here's a Sherry. Hello. Craig says, I'm a total schmuck. Thank you very much, Craig.
You have your moments, but I don't know about total right. schmuck.
Thank you. Here's John who said...
Semi-schmuck.
Right.
You can be schmuckish at times.
You can... when you say... did I say that smokers aren't very smart?
I can see you saying that.
It doesn't seem like it's
lack of intelligence.
Yeah.
When you discriminate against for lack of intelligence, don't expect smokers to defend you. I don't know what that means. At any rate, thank you, Bubba, for your input, and Russ, and Justin, 800-510-8255. Okay. Oh, this fellow wants to talk about smoking for a minute. James, employers, we were asking earlier whether employers have the right to ask if you're a smoker or not. What do you think? Are you a boss?
No, sir, but a matter of fact, I know they do.
They do.
And the way they ask is, do you use tobacco products?
Uh-huh.
And what they mean by that is also cigarettes and like snuff and dipping and chewing tobacco because of the cancer in the mouth section.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So they're able to ask that question, but the problem is people say no, and they just go about their business once they get their job.
Yeah.
Right.
They go about smoking. They go about. They hide it. There's rules. You must be 300 foot or 30 foot away from a building before smoking. And,
right.
You know, right. I think dipping is disgusting. I personally
know. Yeah,
that is
gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of people consider themselves social smokers, so they would probably not say, I am a smoker, even though if they're out with their friends or every once in a while and they're stressed, they're going to have a puff on a cigarette.
Well, you know, dipping is worse than smoking because it's $5 a can, and I can't understand how these guys go through 3 or 4 cans a day.
Yeah.
And it's so gross, too.
Look at the teeth and the gums of the
dipper. I had a dipper
here. Get that. It's the cup
you
of
did?
Spit.
Yeah.
That's
anybody
disgusting.
Ever see a woman do this? I've
yes.
never seen a woman.
I
you have.
Have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's really crazy.
It's a girl I went to high school with. I went over to her house a couple times, and like her mom was doing it. And this is back in the 80s.
Gawos.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, James. 800-510-8255. We got anybody who has figured out what the word of the day, Pavo 9, is? Okay, here's the next installment in the question department. I want you to name a non-Star Wars or Indiana Jones movie which Harrison Ford has been in. 800-510-8255. And the discussion will include a prize being given to the person who can tell us what is the only film for which he got an Oscar nomination. Of all the films he's ever been in, he only got an Oscar nomination for one film. What was it? 800-510-8255. He's been in some very good films that have nothing to do with Star Wars or Indiana Jones. Of course, that would include the one that's coming out today. It's called Insects and Aliens. No, it's called Aliens... And Cowboys.
Aliens and Cowboys.
That's a,
I like the
by the way, how about Insects? Yeah, that'd be good.
That could be their next one.
Yeah. 800-510-8255.
Can I name one cool one? Just take one.
Yes.
American Graffiti.
Yeah. That was that his first?
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, that's a good one, though, Richie. You're right. All right. But the prize goes to the person who can tell us the movie for which he was nominated for an Oscar. 800-510-8255. Here's Roger. I've had trouble with my wand here today. There it is. Roger, hi.
Hi. I just want to tell you that the way that works is you go to State Penn to go to Penn State. You get all kinds of education. And not only that, you don't have to take out a loan from the government.
No, we're paying for it.
They send you in there for nothing.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? If people are rehabbed and they're better off, if they go in for service, if they're in their time, if the time's being served for doing a real crime, then rehab would be swell. And maybe it would be worth the money. But the problem is that a lot of people who have gone to jail because they're drug users become junkies. Ridiculous waste of money. Nobody should be in jail for any kind of drug offense unless it's selling drugs. And then you throw the key away.
if that's the case. Otherwise, you know, we have all this money is being spent. White collar criminals in jail for what? What are they in jail for? Make them pay back their debt to society by actually working for society. For heaven's sakes, if we are in the hole as much as we are, put these people to work instead of some of these lazy bums that stand around holding a shovel all day. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. Also, the marijuana thing. A bunch of bear hunters over in eastern Washington discovered a grow of about 90,000 plants on the side of a mountain.
Cool.
90,000.
Very good, sir. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen of the Good Day Group. Not
gang.
Jennifer.
Gang.
All right, so let's see here. The question about whether or not, where did Harrison Ford get his Oscar nomination? Here's Doug in Fall Creek, Wisconsin. Doug, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning, Doug.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
Fine, thank you for asking. What's your favorite Harrison Ford film? Good, Doug. Your favorite Ford film?
Without a doubt, it's The Fugitive.
Yeah, Fugitive is a good movie. 1993. He was extraordinarily good in that. Dr. Richard Kimball. That's a great... The thing followed the television show fairly well, too, in terms of the plot line.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Well, think me up a cup of coffee and a chocolate donut with some of those little sprinkles on top, will you?
Yeah. That's it. All right. So, but that's not the one he received an Oscar nomination for, if that's what you called. Or you just wanted to name one of your favorite Harrison Ford movies.
Well, I wanted to do both, and that was my guess. So.
All right. Well, that was a good guess. Are you going to see the film that's out today? Insects and Aliens or whatever it is?
I don't think so. I got little kids now, and you got to kind of keep them in mind.
Yep, I understand. Good for you. Be a
good
dad. I'm
with you, brother.
Appreciate it. Brian in Evansville, Indiana. Another one of the movies that Harrison Ford was in.
Apocalypse Now.
Is he in Apocalypse Now? I don't know.
Is he in Apocalypse
for
Now?
For like 5 seconds.
Oh, 5 seconds he was in it. All right.
Well, yes, about 3 people know he was in that movie.
Yeah. I didn't realize
he stumped us.
Yeah, he sure was.
He's credited.
Yeah,
Colonel Lucas.
Okay. All right. Good man, Brian.
Sure enough. Good job.
800-510-8255. We're looking for Harrison Ford movies that he was in that were not anything to do with Star Wars, Indiana Jones, the biggest franchises in movies of all time. Here is, let's do this one over here. Line 2 is Jazz in Las Cruces. Hello, Jazz.
Hello.
How do you do?
Pretty good, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. So what movie was he, what was the only movie he was in that got him an Oscar nomination?
Well, The Witness?
It was, in fact, Witness. 1985. I'm baffled by this, frankly, given all the movies that he's been in, that this is the only film for which he has earned a nomination. Why is it, is it that he's so good at this that it looks effortless? Because
most of his movies are blockbuster-type things which don't get nominated in the first place.
He plays a police detective who goes into hiding in Amish country to protect a young boy who witnessed a murder.
Hello, we're just here for the day. Would you mind if I took your picture? Now, just stand still, please. Lift your hat a little bit.
Lady, take my picture with that thing. I'm going to rip your brassiere off and strangle you with it.
Tender.
Yeah. That was a good movie. That was intense.
Had great chemistry with Kelly McGillis, I thought, under the circumstances. All right, so, Jazz, you get the prize, and you'll be able to, you can tell Peter whether you want food or a Doug Steffen Paravanetti, okay? My goodness. All right. Hold on, Jazz. Thank you.
He's all choked up, Jazz.
I am choked up. I tell you, these the allergies.
Loves Harrison Ford.
In and out of, we've been in and out of a lot of dryness and then wetness here. A lot of mold is, you don't have it out there. Rich, you got some mold down in the area?
One of my employees, one of my producers, had to move out of his condo because the mold got so bad, and is now in a legal tuffle with the people that own the, or manage the condominiums. And he's been living with his wife and their dog in one of these long-term hotel things. For like 2 months.
Oof. That's not happy. That's not happy time. 14 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronos around the corner here on Good Day.
Amdro Kill Sands presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Planning delicious, affordable, and nutritious.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. We have the time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is our medical expert, the daily dose of important medical information, some news about Medicare and the drug plan. Let's see what we can find out about that in a moment after we find out more about how you can prevent problems in your stomach, the intestinal system, prevention. What is the old expression, Ken? An ounce of prevention. Say it again, Doug. There it is. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right?
That's what the old cliche is.
And so in this circumstance, taking the healthy trinity from Natron is a way to prevent problems that come from having the wrong foods and a lot of gas in your system, that sort of thing.
I see many patients that are needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Doug, relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity. It's a brilliant probiotic.
Quickly, healthy probiotics, the routine that you can get yourself into, either keep you from having the problem or can turn things around. Natron's Healthy Trinity. They are the pioneers in probiotics. And if you would like to try the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge, if, by the way, at the end of the 90 days, the whole thing is if you don't have a happy tummy, they'll give you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health. Get 20% off your order and a free book called The Power of Probiotics. Call 888-9-NATRON. You can go to the web, too. It's natron.com. But it's the best way to get good service by talking to somebody, actually telling them what it is that you're interested in. Natron's Healthy Trinity. Take the challenge at 888-962-8736. All right, so, Ken, what's the story about the Medicare drug plan?
Doug, non-drug-related health care costs, they've been reduced for elderly patients who gain better prescription drug coverage under Medicare Part D. These are the facts published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Most of these health care cost savings were thanks to reduced inpatient and skilled nursing facility care spending, but reductions in costs were also seen in doctor visits.
Are you surprised?
I'm not at all, but I think this is good news.
All right. High rate of mental illness in those who want their nose fixed.
I'm encouraged by this Plastic Surgery Society publishing this article. Someone who just wants a simple nose job, Doug, to shave off an unsightly bump or narrow the bulbous tip. They're also likely to suffer from body dysmorphic disorder. This is a mental condition in which people can't stop thinking about a particular flaw in their appearance to the point where it becomes an obsession. One-third of nose job seekers had moderate to severe symptoms of this disorder.
Roberta, did you have your nose fixed?
Yes, I did. It's something I wanted to do since I was 10 years old.
There we go.
Doctor pretty much proves that one.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who send along their best wishes and the ability for you to get rid of the pain. No prescription needed. Just go to drkenshow.com and get a Salon Pause patch sent to you free so you can try it. Again, drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com. Look for the Salon Pause button. Click on it. Get your free Salon Pause patch and go pain-free.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
It's app time at 53 past the hour. Jennifer, Rich, and Doug, and you focus on technology solutions. Don't waste time, don't waste money. There's a new Nielsen report that shows that Google's Android, Richie, has the largest mobile market share, 39%. Is that a surprise?
You know, I had an interesting conversation with my engineer the other day about this. And it looks like one of the great things about the Android is that it's open source. Open source means that the IT community can take the code and make it their own.
Yeah. Right.
And this is what all these companies are doing. But at the same time, they are making it so much their own that other companies are having problems and so on and so on. So basically, Apple is just staring at them, just going, this is going to be fun to watch this thing just crash and burn, because it's so diluted now, and over the next couple of years, it will just hit the ground and be so fragmented that they won't be able to kind of keep it going. So Google's trying to get a hold of it, and Google's trying to rein all these people back in, saying, listen, guys, we gave you the code, but you have to kind of stay within these parameters, and nobody wants to do it because they want to have the best Android.
All right. In the United Kingdom, most popular app is not Facebook or Angry Birds. The Google Map and Weather sites visited by more people.
So much more level-headed over there.
Apparently, right, exactly. Speaking of level-headed, time for our daily visit from our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain. Which major powerhouse, betting that you'll switch from Facebook to their new social network? Have you heard about this? Alex Goldfain will tell you all about it up next here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Let's take a look at Google+. It's the social network launched by the search giant this month to compete directly with Facebook. Google wants you to leave Facebook and move to its own social network. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. The big problem for Google, from a business perspective with this, is that more than 500 million of us around the world have already made Facebook our social media home. It's our connection to our friends and acquaintances. It has years of updates, family pictures, interactions, conversations, and events. I call this a home product. Facebook is nearly everybody's social media home. Google is asking you to switch. Now, it won't cost you anything except the time to invest in the move and all that time and history you'll lose if you make the move. It's the latter investment that I'm willing to bet most people won't be willing to make.
Yeah.
I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hi. You know, Alex, yes, Richard.
Launching off of that, I upload all of my pictures to Flickr.
Yeah.
And as a backup, I want to be on the cloud so that if my hard drive dies, I've got all of my pictures somewhere where I know they're backing it up constantly.
Uh-huh.
But then I started thinking, let's say I get 10,000 pictures up on this thing. I'm stuck. Yeah. I can't move anywhere else.
Uh-uh.
You know, you're kind
of... Yeah, you're not going to move those pictures anywhere.
Yeah, you're married to that site at that point. And it's the same thing with Facebook. You've got so much...
Yeah.
But, you know, the funny thing is, you know, it's intern season here, just wrapping up here at the network, and we had 9 interns here. I talked to 3 interns, and they're all 20-year-old, mostly girls, who said within the past 6 months they've shut off their Facebook account. Just
really?
Shut it down. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right. The White House keeping its sense of humor story at DougStephan.com. What's new today? The debt crisis is the focus. Somebody posted a message on Twitter complaining to the president that one of the briefings had been long and boring. The response was, sorry to hear that. Fiscal policy is important, but can be dry sometimes. And then apparently there was a link to Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up. It's called Rick Rolling. I didn't realize.
Rick Roll, yeah.
Rick Roll, yeah. All right, so we'll feature that a little bit later on, but that's the story at DougStephan.com. Let's see here. I have a story... I don't know if this is a story. Somebody sent me a note, said, this is the important thing. You Google before you tweet. It's like think before you speak. Look things up before you pass them along.
Yes.
Really? That's something that, well, we've had our discussions this week about checking
this
things
week.
Before.
Yes, we were talking about that this week in a civilized debate.
Yes, we were very civilized about all of that stuff. All right. Yes. Tweetly-dee. That's a way to tweet. Rock and Robin, 59 FDR.